Talking with Dr. Temple Grandin from, of course, Colorado State University. Dr. Grandin, you expressed some real concerns about some of the animals that are being fed this ingredient, these beta agonists.
Well, there's certain cattle that are coming into the plants, sore-footed and sometimes down. The thing is, you can have pens of cattle that are on beta agonists that are just fine. You can have pens of cattle where there's a few animals with severe problems like sore-footedness and heat stress, but the other half of the lot is okay. There seems to be a real variable thing here, but there's certain groups of cattle coming into the plants, and I want to emphasize at the plants, that are coming in with some severe problems, and that problem's got to be solved.
And this as much as anything, this tender-footed nature, this lameness.
This tender-footed thing that I've seen did not occur prior to the introduction of these products. You know, all 4 feet are tender. They act like they're walking on hot metal. Another packing plant guy said it's like walking on nails. Another guy called it pins and needles. They're hesitant to walk. It's like, you know, kids walking on hot pavement. Just real hesitant to walk, and then some of the animals are heat stressed, and you get this odd uneven effect. Now, I heard some very interesting data today about differences in feed intake at the feed yard. Maybe that has something to do with it. But the problem's got to be solved. And there's some pens of cattle that are absolutely fine. You know, but there are certain groups of cattle coming into the plant, and they are not okay. And it's a real severe welfare problem.
You were saying that we just can't accept bad, simply can't
we
be normal.
We cannot accept cattle that are stiff and reluctant to move as the new bad becoming normal. The pig industry made this mistake with genetic leg abnormalities to the point where their market pigs had half of them were severely lame. And that was genetic leg conformation. We cannot let bad become normal. It's stiff, slow feed yard cattle, you know, become normal.
When we think about, you know, how we maybe address this, what are some suggestions you have back to the industry?
Well,
then?
One thing would be, you know, collecting a lot of data to figure out exactly which cattle, which situations you have these problems. You know, there were some ideas presented at the seminar on leptin genetics, for one thing, and figure out what separates the good cattle from the bad cattle, and figure out maybe in the summertime you back off on these products. I've heard that some nutritionists in the summer are completely backing off on this stuff during hot weather.
I guess what you were saying, that, you know, it's really not the facilities. It is clearly some cattle.
It is a cattle problem. You're talking about animals coming off a truck, no hot shots, totally calm handling, walking down a level ramp, going into level pens. I'm seeing them come off the trucks lame. And then there's also problems with getting them out of the pens, and even after they've been in the pens for a very short time, like an hour and a half. This kind of problem's never happened before. I've been in cattle 40 years. And the things that I've seen never happened prior to the, this product. It's not founder. A founder will have an elongated foot, and they can walk on it. These cattle have a normal-looking foot. And there's been some horrible incidents where some feet have actually sloughed off. The outer hoof shell came off of some cattle.
That's at the extreme, right?
That's totally at the extreme. Right. Much more common is the sore-footed, hesitant to move.
Dr. Temple Grandin of Colorado State, who was in Denver on Wednesday for a 5.5-hour meeting with cattle industry leaders. She was one of many presenters. She, in a very emotionally charged presentation, said, fix it or lose it, meaning that that beta agonist could be in jeopardy, particularly Zilmax, if indeed something is not done to address the problems of lameness and other issues that have been reported in some feedlot cattle receiving the feed additive. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.